Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Booker T and the MGs bringing us back a shotgun 20, from the Wayback Machine, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jerry Silverman. Jerry, you know that song, don't you?
I know all the oldies. This is the business I should be in.
I know. Hey, Jerry, is folks...
Wait a second. Do I know that song? It's not Booker T and the MGs. It's Junior Walker.
You're right. It's Junior Walker.
I was just
trying to see if you were paying attention. It's Junior Walker. Booker T did Green Onions. You're right, Junior Walker.
Right.
Thank you. No, I just want to make sure you were paying attention. Jerry Silverman, ladies and gentlemen, CEO and the founder of Corporate Turnaround. We're talking about helping you if you're upside down, if you're getting in trouble with the finances of your company. Jerry helps people stay out of trouble, get them out of trouble, I should say, and avoid bankruptcy most of the time, right?
Well, we can help you avoid bankruptcy. Let me tell you, in the 10,000 small businesses we've helped, I don't believe anyone has ever been forced into bankruptcy by creditors.
Wow.
Ever. And that's a big statement.
That's a strong statement right there.
There's a reason, because what we're offering creditors is better than bankruptcy. They're not being forced to take anything. We give creditors a choice. It's not like we give everyone a haircut. You can get 100%. It's just a matter of the payment plan we've got to give you if you take 100%.
Right.
So we give creditors the choice in the matter, and it seems to work. And they work with us famously, I would say, over the about 20 years we've been in business.
That's a great track record. So I need a website quickly.
CorporateTurnaround.com.
There it is. So check it out. Jerry, you got some research on how people are using some of these advanced lenders, these people
yes.
who are providing advances and charging fees, folks. They're having you repay them based on some formula, not based on interest, right?
Well, no, they don't base it on interest. They call it, they have several different names for it, but let's call it a money factor. Whatever the number
yeah.
is, you're borrowing 100% of whatever that number is, and you'll pay back typically 134%,
right.
but over a six-month period, which means it's not 34% over 6 months.
Right.
It's 34%.
One way to tell if you're going to pay too
much, which is 68% a year, but you're paying it back every day, so it comes down to usually 100% or more.
One way to tell if you're going to be paying too much is if they don't call it interest. Right?
That's why they can't.
Because there are usury laws against too much interest. All right, so
usury laws usually apply to consumers, to individuals where they're strictly dealing with businesses,
right.
just to avoid that.
Right.
And understand.
So are you saying usury laws don't apply to business lending?
I'm saying in certain states, yes.
Okay, all right. So yes. tell us about the research you found.
So in our data, and that's really an inside view. I have a very special view because I'm dealing with all companies that are having cash flow problems, that money is really strapped. And in our business, let's go back 5 years or more, it used to be about 50% credit card debts that the companies had and
right.
50% that was owed to their suppliers. There was a few leases and loans in there, but they were small. Now, this is staggering. I did this for the show last night. Out of last month, 97% of the new businesses that we took in had cash advances, most expensive financing. 97%
wow.
of the customers we took in. And it also represented 2/3 of all claims submitted to us for restructuring
wow.
our cash advances.
They weren't
even on the map 5 years
that
ago.
That is breathtaking.
It's unbelievable. 4 times more than credit card debt. And 10 times more than the
these guys have got to go in business. The thing is obviously they're not interested in your relative success or not, because it's a percentage game for them, isn't it?
Yes, exactly right.
Because if they hit you, if they take as much money as they do out of you, they know. I mean, they're like a, it's like a parasite. Eventually, they're going to have to drop off the host.
Right. Well, what happens is, and they go back to the host 4 times on average. And
wow.
This is an industry standard. They'll go back 4 times to the same person for a cash advance. And now the business has changed where it's even gotten worse. Where there are so many companies coming into this field that are charging, you're not going to believe it, but even more. And they're being what they call stacked on.
Wow.
So the deals that we're getting don't just have one cash advance. They have multiple cash advances. We've seen deals up to 10 different cash advances at the same time. That's crack.
Hey, you know what? You know what, Jerry? That makes me want to cry.
It's
when I think of, when I think about the people, the victims of this kind of behavior, and they're bringing it on themselves, folks. If you allow yourself to be pulled into something like this, then you're bringing it on yourself. Just please avoid these things. I'm not saying they're not legal to be there. They don't have a right to be there, but folks, you don't have to pay too much for a product either.
Yeah.
You can go somewhere else.
Right. Exactly.
But just avoid the – and the tip-off, folks, is if they don't say – if you say how much is the interest and they won't tell you, then you need to go away.
Right.
What's the industry?
Exactly.
Typically, what would they be called? What would the industry call themselves? Cash advances?
They call it cash advances, but these are called money factors.
There's money factors.
Right. Money factors. What they're doing, Jim, it's very simple.
You know how it works. Okay. I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
All right, buddy.
CorporateTurnaround.com, folks. Jerry can help you if you get into trouble. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.